A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, this is what I command at my people. Listen to my voice, then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts, and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me, nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is a nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. Verbum Domini. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us claim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence, thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, By whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. And if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters.
Verbum Domini. We welcome this morning Father Tainis Alphonse, who today is celebrating his 40th anniversary of ordination. He was ordained during the Lenten season because his bishop needed help during Holy Week, and so he got thrown right into the busiest week of the year, but the most blessed week of the year. We thank you for the witness of your years of service to God and to his church. And he served first in India. He's been the last 6 years in Bayou Vista, Louisiana. Some of his parishioners came here too to celebrate with him. I'd also like to welcome Dr. William Thomas, who is a member of the Pontifical Marian Academy International, who is going to be giving a brief presentation at the end of this Mass, as well as our Vice President of Theology, Colin Donovan, who is also a member of that Pontifical Marian Academy International. Today, we've received permission to offer a Mass on the anniversary of Mother Angelica's death 9 years ago on Easter Sunday, 2016. And when we think of today's first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, I'd like to especially focus on the first two sentences that we heard in today's first reading. Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you so that you may prosper. Listen to my voice. And the psalm, Psalm 95, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So how do we listen to the voice of the Lord? How do we hear his voice? Dr. Thomas gave a conference to our Poor Clares of Perpetual Adoration in Hansville on silence, right? We live in such a noisy world, noisy traffic and noisy industrial things that are taking place, and we got these phones that give us constant noise. And how necessary it is for us to have silence. Times of silence. You know, I think that's one of the reasons that Mother Angelica could begin such a profound ministry that reached so many souls. A lot of people don't realize that she spent 37 years in silent adoration every day. She entered on August 15th, 1944, in Cleveland, Ohio, and through God's providence, moved to Canton, then started this new foundation in Alabama. And it would be 37 years of silent prayer and adoration here before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, when she gradually came to understand what God was calling her to do. And the launch would then happen exactly 37 years after her entrance into the monastic life on August 15th, 1981. The network would be launched. And Dr. Thomas, in his conference to the sisters, he says this about silence. The sacred silence we speak about is both an exterior and interior form of silence that requires a stillness of spirit. Be still and know that I am God. And a restful mind and heart that's not racing away with distractions or fantasies. This form of silent stillness leads infallibly to profound decisions, like launching a network. This silent stillness leads to profound decisions, wordless decisions, and the gift of my inmost self. You know, that's why one of the reasons I think that Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is so helpful. Recently, the friars, we had a day of recollection. And during that time, each of us shared what brought us to our vocation. How did God work in calling us to be a friar of the Franciscan Missionaries of the Eternal Word and to come here? And we come from various states, you know, all over the country. And again we heard about how they began, each of us spent time in adoration. And it was in the silent adoration we felt drawn to give ourselves to the Lord. Again and again that happened, you know, as the friars were relating the different things that took place that led them to come here. And so having that silence so that we can listen to the Lord, and that's the blessing we have here. We've continued what the sisters began. They laid the foundation of prayer, of silence. And so we continue that adoration here every day of the year. And our volunteers and the employees help to continue that adoration. And then if you go up to the shrine too, you go in the upper church and silence is preserved. So that when people come there, they can enter in silence. And so that they can listen to the voice of the Lord, that they can hear the Lord. And it's in that silence then that we'll be able to discern his voice, his will. And we're able to, you know, root out that cacophony of noise that is so prevalent today and just be still and know that I am the Lord. That's why it's important to make retreats, maybe during this Jubilee year, to make a pilgrimage to a place like the Shrine of the Blessed Sacrament. You know, Laura Dittus, who works in the theology department, she pointed out something I didn't realize, that Mother Angelica passed away on Easter Sunday in the Jubilee Year of Mercy. So it was an extraordinary Jubilee Year that Pope Francis had proclaimed, and it was during that Jubilee Year of Mercy on Easter Sunday that she passed into eternal life. Well, this year, which is the great Jubilee Year of Hope, Mother Angelica's birthday is on Easter Sunday. So you think about what she would bring about. And it's really, this is an instrument, I believe, of God's mercy. And this time in history, to bring his mercy to his people, to bring hope to those who are fainting in heart, and to be renewed in finding the Lord, who is our hope, who gives us his mercy. And I just conclude with this word from today's gospel. So in the last line of today's gospel, we heard, whoever is not with me is against me. So one of our most highest priority is to be with him. Whoever is not with me is against me. So we want to be with Jesus. Well, where is it that we can most profoundly be with Jesus? I'll give you a hint. Through him and with him and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. It's in the liturgy. He is the head. We are the members of his body. And it's here that we are most united with our head, who is Christ, and the priest, Father Tynes, for 40 years. And today at this Mass, again, through him and with him and in him, that is where we are with him. And we can have confidence that we're with him. And if we're with him, that's the most important thing, to be with him all the days of our life. That was the message of Mother Angelica, message of mercy, a message of hope, a message of calling us to the eternal Word who became flesh and dwelt among us, and to always remain with him.